But you are more than that.
Yes.
The stipulation of he that comes with good does not consist in doing. It consists in bringing this good to the presence of God. You have a substance, human or asinine. How can you bring these accidents which have passed away?
Maybe the translation, maybe your reading should change because the Persian version is a very good question. That do you have any essence or you are the donkey? Because for us, donkey is the most stupid animal. In a way, they think like that. They say, do you have an essence of not human being? Over there, we are tricky. We have two names, remember? One is Adam. The other one is Ensan. Adam is the name of that fellow, quote-unquote, presumably the first human being. What is Ensan? You tell us, Zainab. It's something that is being raised and developed from uns. Means living together, touching each other, becoming familiar with each other. That familiar stuff is insan. So, if you are not connected to the collectivity, you're the Adam. You're the monkey. You're the beginning. Insan, we talk about it in Quranic verses. There is a sharp point made with the word insan, because that's what it is. That's we. Our we part is called insan. The other one is Adam. Here he will say, do you have an essence of that insan? Meaning, do you have an essence of that collectivity? Being together, togetherness, familiarity, whatever you want to call it. Or you are just the donkey. I know that you have a lot of forms. They will vanish. Then what? If you don't have the essence. Read it again, please.
You have a substance, human or asinine. How can you bring these accidents which have passed away? As regards these accidents of prayer and fasting, since that which does not endure for two moments becomes not, 'tis impossible to carry over the accidents.
First of all, translation, please. What was that? Excuse my awful English, but it doesn't make sense to me. First of all, accident is not araz. Araz is a philosophical term for form. Araz and Johar are quite obvious. Here he's talking about araz, the form. And he say the form of the prayer or fasting. What is prayer? What is fasting? It's only form, right? And it doesn't matter, does it? You be the very harsh Muslim and say, yes, it does. God said that you should do this. Then I'll show you. No. God said, if you cannot do this, do that. If you cannot do that, do that. Yes, try your best. It's form. But this form will change the essence. This is that verse, which is highlighted like that. Always being remembered that. I know the form is not important, but that's the only tool I have to touch my essence, influence the essence, so I do the form. Yes, it looks stupid for someone to sit down and don't do anything. Just watch the smoke of a candle, or watch, in my case, a bowl of water. But it does the magic. Why? Because over there, I am there. This is not. This is inactive. Intentionally, we make it inactive. Because this one talks about what? You know what? There's only three things. The third one is added. It's the cave, the home, the shelter. It's food, sex, shelter, nothing else. That's what the animal needs. But with these forms, I quiet this and I achieve something else. Yes?
As regards these forms of prayer and fasting, since that which does not endure for 2 moments becomes naught, 'tis impossible to carry over the accidents. But they may take away diseases from the substance, so that the substance becomes changed by means of this form, as when disease is removed by abstinence.
He brought an example, which is the old medicine, old kind of medicine. So, avoiding something means when you have the flu, they will say it's not good to have that kind of food or pepper. They say, what is that? Avoiding something will improve your health? Yeah. Same way, avoiding this will help the other one. So do not look for a very simple connection here. The forms will influence your essence. That's the key. Yes?
By exertion, abstinence, which is the accident, becomes, well, let me start. By exertion, abstinence, which is the form, becomes the substance.
Means essence.
The essence. Mm-hmm. Through abstinence, the acrid mouth becomes honey. Land, through sowing, is turned into ears of corn. Remedies for the hair turn the hair into chains. Conjugal intercourse was the accident. It passed away. And the substance, the child, was produced from us.
You see, if you translate it to this, that this ceremony of the marriage is just the form, the essence is bringing the babies. You see how understandable it is. Marriage is for reproduction. Marriage is the form, reproduction is the essence. Yes?
The mating of horse or camel is the form. The object is the birth of the colt, which is the essence. Similarly, the planting of the garden is the accident. The produce of the garden became the substance. Take, behold the object. Regard also the practice of alchemy as the accident. If a substance is produced by that alchemy, bring it. Burnishing is the accident, O Prince. From this accident is born the substance, purity. Do not say then, I have done deeds. Show the income of those accidents. Do not evade.
You always go to count your deeds, because when you say, what have you done? Who are you? You say, I have done this, I have done this. You say, I don't care if you have been all weekends fishing, should I care? If you have no fish, never caught one, so what? You're counting whatever you do, what is the outcome of that? And the outcome mainly should be here. Because who is me, really? That me, the owner of the car. Who is it? How does it change? Only I could change it. I'm making me. Me is not a one me. Me is me building me. You know why today I'm like this? Because yesterday I did a lot of stuff, therefore I'm like this. If yesterday, instead of those stuff, I will do something else, I will have another, you call it, personality, right? That one is me. My personality is me. The one that I'm always making and always breaking. I get rid of a part of it, I'll change it. So, the most important thing I do is, what do I do to myself? How do I build myself? Because at the end of the day, what is my responsibility? The color of my eyes has nothing to do with me. It's genetics. It was sheer luck or tough luck for you. I got that. But the way I look at you, that's me. I could change that. So I'm responsible for my behavior, not my physical being. And I'm responsible for the changes I bring in. Do you remember? We agreed that the main part of my life should be aimed towards the beautification.
Transformation.
Yes, transformation towards beauty. How do I do it? Daily, step by step. So, the most important stuff for me is what do I gain? What do I change in my essence? Because the form is not that important. Yes?
This attribution of qualities is an accident. Be silent. Do not kill for sacrifice the goat's shadow. The slave said, O king, the mind cannot but despair if you say that accidents are not carried over. O king, there is nothing but despair for the servant if the accident has gone is not coming back. If there were no carrying over and resurrection of accidents, action would be vain and words babble. These accidents are carried over into another guise. The resurrection of everything mortal is another existence.
Here the guy will explain, we look at it differently. We say, oh, you king, okay, you said you cannot carry on these forms, but you will in another way. Because at the end of the day, you look like your form. In the judgment day, which is when? Now, right now, in this moment, your form is the outcome of all the forms you took. So in a way, even the form is here. Yes?
The carrying over of everything is just as benefits it, as befits it. What befits the herd is its drover. At the time of the resurrection, every accident has a form, and the form of every accident has a turn. Look on thyself. Wert not thou an accident, a result, the movement of copulation and copulation with a purpose?
Again, look at yourself, because you were just form. You were the side effect of a couple slipping together intentionally. So you happened because of intention of your mother or father slipping together, right? So in a way you are a form, but you are outcome of a decision. So they are intertangled. Intertwined, yes?
Can I ask a question first? Before this, the king was speaking, and now the slave is speaking. Are these both to be taken as like a message from Rumi? Is the king is right and the slave is on a mistaken path?
No. Good. Now tell me, who is the king?
Where is the king? I'm the king.
You are the king. You do good stuff, you do bad stuff. Both. You are that silly king who fell in love with the handmaiden, remember?
And bought the two slaves.
Then later we'll tell you, you should be the king, the real king. And the real king is not the king because of the power or the treasury and stuff. By yourself you should be the king. We explain it. We will bring you a very good example of the king you're supposed to be, which is